Good morning, colleagues. I hereby open the meeting of Subsidiary Body 4, Effective International Arrangements to Assure Non-Nuclear Weapon States Against the Use or Threat of Use of Nuclear Weapons. Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in the meeting today. I would like to begin by thanking all member states of the Conference on Disarmament for the confidence placed in Egypt, my country, to assume the coordination of Subsidiary Body 4. The SSOD 1 document clearly addresses our mandate in a clear and straightforward way. In paragraph 33, it has stated, and I quote, "States, in particular, nuclear weapon states, should consider various proposals designed to secure the avoidance of the use of nuclear weapons and the prevention of nuclear war. In this context, while noting the declarations made by nuclear weapon states, effective arrangements as appropriate to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or the threat of use of nuclear weapons could strengthen the security of those states and international peace and security." End of quote. Our work should be guided with the clear elements reflected in this paragraph. Such elements shoulder special responsibility on nuclear weapon states. This work responds to legitimate national security requirements of the non-nuclear weapon states in truthful exercise by the goals and objectives of the undiminished security for all. The SSOD 1 document depicted that disarmament measures should take place in such an equitable and balanced manner as to ensure the right of each state to security and to ensure that no individual state or group of states may obtain advantages over others at any stage. In this regard, it is always be reminded that only through just and fair balance of commitments and rights in any security arrangement, sustainability is ensured. The geostrategic moment is tense, thus all efforts aiming at decreasing tension and strengthening international peace and security, building trust, are worth trying. This journey is demanding, yet it is worth the challenge. I propose to conduct our work today in the same manner as Subsidiary Bodies 1, 2, and 3. First, I will invite delegations to focus on a general exchange of positions, including specific topics that could be considered in 2025. Should the Conference on Disarmament decide that the subsidiary body should resume its work. Second, after we have concluded our general exchange, I intend to circulate for consideration and agreement a report addressing the technical and procedural aspects of our work, bearing in mind the agreements already reached in Subsidiary Bodies 1, 2, and 3. It is my intention to distribute a draft of the report immediately following the conclusion of our discussion this morning. I further wish to remind all delegations that, in accordance with the rules of procedure of the Conference, our meeting today is informal. I therefore encourage all delegations to engage in an interactive discussion. At this time, I invite delegations to raise their nameplates and share with the Conference their views on Agenda Item 4, Effective International Arrangements to Assure Non-Nuclear Weapon States Against the Use or Threat of Use of Nuclear Weapons, including on specific topics that we should consider in 2025. Should the Conference decide to renew our mandate, I also invite delegations to share their views on the organization of work in any future iteration of the subsidiary body. Now, I would like to give the floor to Ambassador Petit, Ambassador of France. You have the floor, Madam.